Hey guys, so welcome back to the pod. So today I'm recording it finally back in the office. It has been quite a long time, but it feels great to be back. I feel so productive whenever I am in the office. And not to say that like I feel like the other days like I don't do as much, but I just feel like it keeps like different kind of aura and the energy, and I don't know what it is. It just feels great because it's currently like 6:54 p.m. that I'm recording this, so it's quite late because I usually record it earlier in the day, but there was so much that I was catching up on today that just I couldn't do it. And also there was construction, there was a fire going on in the building. Nothing like very bad, but turns out they were doing some contractor accidentally like did something with the lawn. I don't know what he did. It caught on fire. And we had this smoke detector. It keeps beeping, not in my like in the apartment, but like in the building. And I was like, is everything okay? Because I literally went out for lunch, I came back and I see like firefighters. It was the story. Yeah, but it was super loud. And even nowadays it could be a little loud, not the fire smoke detector or anything, but the AC, oh, the heat, because I really tried to record it without the heat, but I legit am shivering without the heat. It legit feels like it is winter, honestly. I mean, it's like 50 something. It's definitely going to get a lot like colder than this, but it is there. Today, like I was dropping off my car at the garage, like in the morning, I think it was like 7 a.m. or something. It was cold, like really, really cold. That's like not even fall, that's like winter. It's like 40 degrees. So yeah, it was I was like, because as soon as I got off my bed, like got out of my blanket, I was like, shit, it's so cold. That's when you know you're like, oh, there it is, summer is really over. I mean, we knew it was over, but I feel like I was still like, you know, reminiscing on those last few moments to just only wear hoodie. I think I have mentioned this before. That's the one thing I'm going to say about the weather, because I feel like I can never get this out of my chest. I feel like I have only probably worn my hoodie maybe like a week max in a year in New York that like I have felt comfortable wearing it. What I mean by that is like it was just perfect temperature to wear the hoodie that I wasn't sweating it or I was cold. Maybe a week tops in entire year. Other times it's either like it was too hot that I was sweating because subway is so hot, or the other way around, the subway was so cold, or like outside was just cold and I was just shivering. And the usually what happens is like subway is always so like hot in the summer, then in the winter, like, okay, it's like cold-ish, right? But then when you get into the car is so hot. And it never registers in my brain, because I'm like, why do they do this? Do they not realize people are wearing layers? And on top of it, because there's so many people in the car, like, why do you have to, like, turn up the heat that much? Like, do I really need to sweat? Like, anyways, that's something else to talk about. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just like, it's really dressed. Like today was the day that I felt like that, because I imagine I don't even have my coat or anything like that. I just literally had my hoodie and these like sleeveless, what is that calling it? Vest that you wear when it's like cold out. People wear it a lot in San Francisco, Bay Area. Yeah, it's a popular thing, so that I don't sweat. Even that, I was like still hot. I'm like, this is not working. Really not working. Anyways, yeah, that today was the day. It's like really felt like it is winter. And very, very grateful I have a car that I can maybe use it more often. But just this is not good. Not into it. Anyway, so but today, that's not today's topic is not the weather, I promise. I just want to mention it because it's like it really feels like beginning of the fall and winter season. Yeah, I'm already seeing Christmas decorations and everything. It's like I cannot get into it. I'm like, please give me some time. Please let me process Halloween. So today we are going to be talking about the ways that you can start a new chapter in your life. And I think the reason I'm saying this and I want to talk about this is because I am kind of starting a new chapter in my life, and maybe I will be starting more chapters in my life. It's because recently I went through a breakup. It's been probably about a month now that happened. It has been an experience, yeah. I have had breakups in the past, but nothing like this, because I think this was my first long-term kind of serious relationship. And also I was living with this person and we are in very good terms, so no like hard feelings or anything like that. But it was a lot. I just never gone through an experience like this. So I feel like when you go through an experience, and especially if it is your first experience, it's hard. I feel like what I'm saying is that, because I remember like the first time, like how I got a job, or how I got my first brand partnership or first decline, like I got declined from like a partnership or something. I was devastated. I was just not happy or anything like that. But I think, and this is like I'm not saying it's the same thing, but it's like kind of is in a way that like it's an experience. Everything in life is an experience. So I feel like, you know, like first definitely hurts a lot, and it did hurt a lot. And I feel like not just like the breakup, like that hurts for sure, because you have been, you know, I have spent like over 2 years, well, two and a half, something like that, years with this person. So it has definitely been, you know, like I spend a life and I don't want to go back or I don't want to be like, oh my God, that was a waste of time, or that was horrible, because it was not. And I just want to remember it as like it was a chapter in my life, and I spent it with this person, and I learned things from it, and I learned so much from him, to be honest. And I'm forever grateful for that. I feel like that's the key takeaway that I want to get from every experience from my life. And I'm so glad like I'm getting from this. And although I sound so like, what is it? I don't know, content with this. But the experience of going through it was extremely hard. I think the breakup was one thing, but the other thing is that, like, you know, I guess like cutting the ties and like making less and less communication and like moving out. I feel like that's moving out was the hardest part, because I think we got the place essentially like, I mean, he got the place because he bought the place, and we started together, and like we were decorating, we were fixing it. It's kind of like we made it our home, and that was like big, you know. It was a very big chapter for him, and also I feel like for me too. We had a lot of things together that we celebrated, and that place was very special. So it was hard. I think, you know, packing things. Every single time I was packing one thing, I was in tears. I was bursting into tears. And I could not say that it was like, I'm over it. Like, it was hard. I think this whole experience, it's like, simply to say, is like, it sucks. I feel like there is no sugarcoating it. And I don't want, honestly, people to sugarcoat it. However, if you're going through a breakup, or if you're going through like something like this, you know, you're moving out or whatever like that, I feel like breakup is one thing, but then you're also like moving out from the place if you have been living together. That's like even harder, because I feel like you feel like this almost like married couple now getting a divorce, except we don't have papers, but you're still trying to figure out, because like, you know, breakup happened like a month ago. Then I literally moved out maybe 2 weeks ago. So I'm saying like those 2 weeks and 1 week I was kind of out, but still like living together. It was definitely challenging and hard. And I feel like it really didn't hit me. The breakup didn't hit me until I moved out. And that was the hardest part for me, I would say. I mean, overall, it was very hard. I would never, ever like I can never wish anyone to go through this process, because it's so challenging. But I do know that like I am learning from it. He's learning from it. We are both learning from it. It's an experience, and that's what I want to take away from. And I'm just want us to just keep it on a good note and end it on that. But I think this made me realize that there are many new chapters that might be happening in my life. Well, first one was just me moving out. Now I'm back in, moved back in with my dad. So that's one chapter. Like, I was living with him before, but now it's like a back to that chapter. But now I have to think about what I want to do, where I want to go. Like, you know, there are many things that I need to figure it out. But that's why I think that this would be kind of an interesting topic to talk about, because I'm kind of going through it. I'm at this crossroads, making new things and making new beginnings, I guess. And I feel like people do that a lot with like college and like quitting a job or breakup and like new things. And like, and I feel like this would be useful for some of you guys, including me. So let's get started. So the number one thing, this is like the kind of cliche thing, but I feel like it's so, so important. I'm even practicing this myself. Like, it hasn't been that long, but I'm working on it. It is important to take time for yourself and kind of reflect on who you want to be, where you want to be, what do you want to do. I think these like chapters that we are, you know, we are closing one chapter and we are opening another chapter, or better way to say that, creating another chapter. We don't want to just jump from one chapter to another. It's like this. It's like, you know, when you have a book and like you read one chapter or you read like one paragraph from the chapter, then you just go into the next one, right? But you have to finish that one. Then you go into the next one. You don't want to just jump between each chapters. This is the same. Like, you have to kind of finish it. And that finishing of this chapter that you currently have also includes that time for yourself to just like take that time, like really think about what you want to be. I mean, I say this to myself too. Like, I feel like because when we go through a bad experience or when we go through something that kind of like hurt us or it just sort of made us sad, I don't know. I feel like we want to make sometimes rash decisions and we want to change things. We want to change our hair. We want to change places, like many things. But it is important to just take that time so you can, or I can, everyone can, just think about what you want to do. It is like important to just pause, like put a pause and reflect on what is like, what is next for you. And I feel like I say this and I might not even have the answer for this. So I'm not even trying to put pressure on anyone saying that, like, you have to find out what is next for you. That's why, like, you have to take this time. Obviously, don't take too long, but I feel like give yourself a couple months or even maybe up to 6 months and try to figure out what is going to be for you, what is meant for you. And I feel like those period, like, it's almost like you are in this limbo and you have to figure out what's going to be next. And that's hard. Transition periods are always hard. Like, I never liked them. 100% honest, I feel like my whole life I have been in like these periods and like one after another. But I feel like those are also most valuable like times that we figure out what's going on with ourselves and or what we can do to make it better or move on to the next chapter, essentially. Another thing I guess we have to figure out, this is kind of part of the process too, is to figure out what is our priority and make time for those things. I think this is, again, might be different because every chapter could be different for everyone. Like, for one person, I mean, if you are really young, next chapter for you might be college if you haven't gone to college, or another job, or I don't know, some other thing. Or if you are in later in life and like maybe this is something else for you. I feel like it's very different for everyone. It's not like one fits all. But it is important to just kind of figure out the priorities, because I feel like when you have been in that chapter for so long, it's like, I remember this for myself too. It's like when I graduated from college and like I was like, wow, okay, this chapter is over. Now I think my priority is to find a job. And, you know, I was like doing internship and everything, then after like doing masters and stuff. And like, I feel like that time it was career. And I feel like still to this day, I think my biggest priority is my career, because I want to make sure I guess, get to where I want to be because I'm not there yet, but I'm forever grateful for what I have accomplished to this day. But I think that's what my priority is at the moment. Versus, like, I feel like other things can come along. Because I know people always say this. Like, you, like, always, things always happen when you least expect it. And I feel like for that, I will be definitely open to it. But at the moment, I think my priority would be my career, and also on top of it, I guess, like, trying to figure out, I guess, what I want to do besides the career. Like, I feel like build a life, like settle on that. I feel like that's something I'm trying to figure out. And that's, I feel like a lot of people try to figure out in their 20s. So it feels very normal, even their 30s. So that's fine. Then other thing you have to do is, I think you have to make a list of things that you want to do in your new life. I know this sounds so weird. Maybe this is a Virgo in me, but I do this quite a lot. Not like on a piece of paper, because ew. Also, don't like kill trees. Please don't kill trees. Yeah, I always do it on my laptop or my iPad and stuff like that. Write down things that I want to do. Usually, if it's, like, I always write down a lot of things, like pros and cons or what I want to buy. Like, when I was buying my car right before this, I made such a long, comprehensive list. Like, I love lists. Lists. I love that. So yeah, I think this would be also very helpful. It's almost like you're gonna visualize what you wanna do next, and I feel like it's kind of nice to just put into writing. If you make these lists, and like, you can be like, wow, these are the things I wanna do. And I feel like you shouldn't like limit yourself either, because I feel like for goals or ambitions or whatever, like, you always have to keep them so high that you can at least achieve somewhere in the middle. Maybe this is not the right, right. Oh my God, I'm so terrible at this. Oh God. Maybe I'm like the last person to say this, but I would say, let's just say you want to make, I don't know, like $1 million. That's your goal or whatever. And that's your goal, right? Most likely you will end up somewhere like maybe $500,000 or less than $500,000. But your goal was $1 million. So I'm saying, like, you have to keep that goal very, like, very big so that you get somewhere in between. Like, if you keep it $500,000, you're going to be a lot less than that. So I'm saying you always have to, you have to be like, your ambitions, your goals, oh, they all have to be so, so big that, like, when you say it, you're, like, so scared. Because if it doesn't scare you, then that's not it for you. And you should put them down, because I feel like the first step to do it is, like, writing them down. I know it sounds so scary, and, like, it even makes you, like, cringe. Like, this is never going to happen. I tell this to myself all the time. I'm like, Mercy, you're ridiculous. This is, like, never happening. But who knows? I mean, honestly, like, not even bragging, but let me just say a few things. Again, not big things, but like at that time, it was big for me. For years, like, man, it was before even I was starting my, like, I guess, like, my career as an influencer, because it wasn't a thing back then. I sound so old, legit, but I mean, like, 5 years ago or 4 years ago, influencing was not like full-time thing. It was like a side hustle. Now it's like very, very doable, very, could be very, very good career, but it was not like that back then. So I was always picturing myself like, I really want to work with Starbucks, or I want to work with Chipotle, I want to work with like brands that, like, I work with both of the brands. And on top of it, I was like, oh, I really want to stay at a hotel for free. I mean, you know, free to an extent, because you post it technically and you get paid for it, but because of my social media. And I did that multiple times. Or like, go to a festival because of my social media. I did that too. It's like, there are many things that I accomplished. And these are some few things, because I don't want to brag at all. It's just my experiences. Again, they might not be a lot, but this, like, I feel like the younger me, 20, 21 year old me, would have been in tears if he knew this was going to happen. But I didn't know that. I was like, oh my God, Merce, you're kidding yourself. This is just like side thing. And I never saw this like a big thing, like a big potential. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like you have to make that happen, and you have to put those lists. And I feel like that's why it would be kind of cool to just like make a list of things that you want to do. Not just career, because I put just career in here, but maybe there are other things. Like, I mean, just for a second, I have wanted a car so badly. Like, people don't know this, but I have always been a car person. I loved cars, but I just never, first I didn't get my license. Like, I was taking lessons, then I was going to college, then I didn't take the license because I was going to college in another state, and we were like, oh, okay, I should just get in Massachusetts because I was moving from DC to Massachusetts, so I could have just gotten there. And like in Massachusetts, I didn't have anyone to help me out or whatever. It was just a complicated process, so I was like, okay, I'm not doing it. So it never happened. But then I was like, okay, I guess I'm never getting my license. And also, I guess I'm never going to have a car. So I was kind of like closed that chapter in myself. But I'm so glad my dad pushed me through and he did it. Because first I got my license, which I was like, oh, okay, that was never going to happen. Then I got a car. Again, something that I was like, wait, what? Well, not on top of it is like, I didn't get just a car. I got my dream car, Tesla. So I'm just saying, like, I feel like there are many things you can put in this list that could actually happen. So really, really, like, again, sky's the limit. Put all the crazy ideas in there and you never know, they would actually happen. Okay, another thing, this is like a few things that I'm gonna just like fast forward because I kind of like talked about them a little bit. Opening up to new friendships, this is so important. And I feel like sometimes, this is me, might be me, I tend to close myself off from people, like friends, even family. Like, it's just me. I don't know. Maybe like Virgo in me. I tend to process things myself. Like, this is what would happen with me. Let's just say if I have finals, or I went through a breakup like this, or I'm going through something else, like something family related. I would usually process it myself and I would never say anything to anyone. Then probably like 2-3 months later, like no one will hear anything from me for 2-3 months. Then after 3 months, I'd be like, hey, like, what's up? I know this is terrible. Like, I'm not even giving this as an advice, guys. Like, I'm just saying this is like, that's what I process things, and it's not healthy. You should, especially in these new chapters that you will be starting, you need like friends, either old friends that you have, you can really rely on, or the new friendships that you will be making. Again, I know it's not easy, especially in today's world, honestly, because of social media, because of everything that's been going on around the world. And I feel like ever since the COVID, no one wants to be friends with these days. No one wants to date these days. No one wants to do anything serious these days. No one wants to do anything these days, honestly. Like, no one wants to work these days. I'm quoting Kim Kardashian. Yeah, like, no one wants to do anything, exactly. So I'm just saying, it's quite hard, but I think support system, what makes these chapters like possible and like easier to just kind of start. And I think the friendship would be part of it too. Another thing, these are kind of like, I would connect it to it, starting a new hobby or just like getting rid of like old routines, because it could be like combination of both. Because sometimes I feel like because of our chapter before, or like because of our past life, I guess, we had a different routine. We had different habits, right? And I always think about this. I'm making so many references from TikTok, but like, whatever. Think of these chapters actually like seasons. You know, like how there's a new season of the TV show? That's kind of like this. So maybe you're essentially in a new season, or you're writing the plot for the new season. So ridiculous. I don't know why I'm laughing, but just I'm saying, like, I'm getting in the ridiculous part. But so you can write new things because it's going to be a new environment. It could be even be a new place. Maybe you are moving to a new place, or maybe you are moving to a new apartment, or like many things, or you're moving to a new job. Nothing would be the same, because like, especially if the geographic changes or like the job changes, because think about it, if your job like somewhere else, obviously you try to do things around that area because that's more convenient for you versus also where you live. I'm saying things change and you don't get to do the same things. And I feel like sometimes we try to do that and we try to hold on to those moments. We're like, oh, I can go to the same coffee shop that I used to go to. I can do the same thing that I used to do too. Then you're like, no, this doesn't make sense. This feels weird. This feels like I am living in the past. And that's exactly what it is. It is important to just kind of like get rid of those old habits. And not to say like they're bad, but they're just kind of like bits and pieces of your past life that you don't need to hold on to. You have to start new ones. You have to find a new coffee shop that maybe you like around your area, or new hobbies that maybe you would be finding out. So I feel like there are a lot of things that can open up to new possibilities. And again, I think the key here, that's the last thing I would say, is to give yourself that break. Because I think sometimes we expect ourselves to just immediately accept this new change and like acting like nothing happened, or we just be like, oh, okay, move on, let's go. But it doesn't work like that. So it's important to just like process it and give yourself time to adapt it. Because giving yourself time to just start a new chapter, that's one thing, because you kind of give yourself time to figure out what you want to do. But the next one is to like give yourself time to adapt to these new things. New gym that you're going to, maybe new job that you're starting, I don't know, new friendships that you're making, all these things. It's like, it's not gonna feel easy, it's not gonna feel great at first, it's gonna feel so challenging, it's gonna feel weird, it's gonna feel like, oh my god, I don't want to do this. But like, I feel like putting yourself out there and trying new things, that already takes so much guts, guys. And I feel like I cannot say this enough, that like you're gonna be on the right chapter, and hopefully we are all gonna be in the right chapter. I'm even saying this to myself, so hopefully that will happen. And that's going to be my last note for this episode. I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.